Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Johnson. AfterBuzz TV. The destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to the after show for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Please welcome Erica Jane is the title. And, you know, some people might not want to welcome her after this episode. We'll talk about everything that happened and more. But, of course, we have to introduce the panel here while we listen to Erica Jane. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and here we are.
Wow. Well, if you guys love yourselves, Erica Jane, I do too. You can tweet me about it at Christy Reports.
And you guys can tweet me, Megan Sticker. It is at Megan Sticker.
Fern Rone here at Fern Rone.
Dance break.
Perfect timing. Oh man, this episode though, really, we gotta talk because
we can't just dance.
Yeah. It was good. I mean, from the, I'll talk about. We'll start with the most important thing: Lisa Vanderpump's nip slip getting her cryotherapy.
How did we miss
this? What? Okay, so full disclosure: Megan and I are watching separate now because we have to watch Total Divas also, and you guys are watching together. We missed this nip slip.
It was a pixelated boob shot of LVP's right boob, and we rewound it.
We went frame by frame to make it. I was like, wait a minute, okay. No. But you could see it. It was blurred, but it was small blurred.
Coming out of the chamber or going in?
Going in. She took off her robe too soon.
Oh, I like it.
Wow, LVP. You know, I have to do investigative work when I watch these shows. And I really, in my own personal life, I will go back and slow-mo or rewind. I like to see, I look for everything when I watch TV. I think that's what, you know, makes me so involved in watching these shows. Really deep moments on television history. But I had to go back and look. So that was that. They froze their ass off literally in these things. Would you do that? Have you done it?
I'm not a professional athlete, so I don't need to do it, so I probably wouldn't. We've seen every reality star on every reality show do this now, yeah. So apparently Cryo's got some major money behind them because they're banned for all these promos. I wouldn't do it. What do you guys think?
I would.
Oh, you would? Okay.
I would, because it's not invasive, there's no needles, and it's supposed to make you feel better and, I don't know, be healthier. If it's good for you, I would do it.
I think it sounds like a bunch of hocus pocus. And I did the Celsius to Fahrenheit. I don't know why the doctor mentioned negative 140 in Celsius. What's the Fahrenheit?
Shock value. Uh-huh.
Well, it gets worse. It's negative 220 Fahrenheit. So why wouldn't you say that number?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it would be it's 20 degrees.
Right, exactly.
Zero. All right.
Here's what I want to know. It's if it's so good for you, why can't you do it to your face? Then they give you gloves and socks. How is it good for you if you need to protect your body from?
Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever gotten acupuncture?
No.
Oh,
I'd enjoy that, I think.
I would try this, but my medical coverage doesn't cover anything. So, I mean, I'm not paying out of pocket for that. And I don't have any deductibles at crying out therapy, so
I'll stick to the sauna.
Yeah. So Erica Jane this week is going down to San Diego, of course, to perform, and it was kind of a big lead up to this. And the C word is back in play. We were introduced to the C word necklace. And then she defined what it is and all that stuff.
I just want to know how much it costs to get the C word necklace made. And then who did that? Who did she call up on the phone that she was like, hey, listen, I need a favor. Get out
jeweler,
that.
The old Jewish man coming in with jewels.
Well, it's one of two things. It's either a really expensive custom made piece or from some really cheap, cheesy, teenage online store. You know what I mean?
Could be.
A Forever 21. Well, first of all, my whole outfit's Forever 21, so I'm not hating on them. But just saying it was, from, one of those, I don't know, nasty gal. Well, they're not cheap. One of those, type of websites. It could have been $5 off of that, or
that's
it could be $5,000 custom. Who knows? I love Erica.
I think if it was custom, it would probably be all diamonds, right? Mm-hmm. It looked like it was.
Good point.
Ooh. Right?
Yeah. Fern says it looked cheap. But we got a little glimpse into her closet.
That was great.
Which was, I like to see all the stuff, but it didn't have quite the aesthetic that I was expecting.
Yes.
Like, it wasn't as like girly, yeah, fancy or like pink and white.
I was like, she needs to paint that white and put the lights right underneath of the top bar there where like it shines down on all the highlights everything.
Yeah.
Do you think she shares it with her husband?
It looked manly. Like,
probably.
Yeah.
Like poor Eric's in her own closet.
I think lighting a closet is very important, I will say. I'm surprised that it's not more well lit. But yeah.
And you're never wearing a navy shirt with black trousers, Grant, so we appreciate it.
Well,
it must be the lighting in your closet.
Today I am, and I don't repeat outfits on the show. But
you're not. Your pants are gray.
No,
you always look nice.
And this is like faux denim. I like it. Well, podcasters, you're missing out on some major style.
I started out in a new position, and I don't know what the dress code is, so I was like, oh, let's just wear this. Because I'm always freaking overdressed. So whatever.
Story of our lives.
Yeah, well, Yolanda, she was surprised how overdressed the ladies were when they went to go get their freezing therapy, and then they all went out to lunch afterwards. And, I had a little bit of a chat. And, what can we say? Lisa Vanderpump, she made Erica, she made Yolanda feel that she was just crediting the journey that she's been on throughout the 4 years and all of this. And, I think, Lisa, I'm going to go a little bit easier on LVP this week.
Okay.
I don't feel as upset with her. Rinna is still in the doghouse.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about this. I mean, so she drops Anwar and Bella's Lyme disease right on the table, physically too, but that's like, it comes right out of the gate. She mentions it. She's like, and I heard this was being talked about. And we learned that Mohammed pays for the medical bills, so there's a development.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that he continues to pay Yolanda's medical bills as well, even though they've been long divorced.
That's nice. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's weird for her to say. Were she and her husband still together while they were filming this? Because, I mean, isn't that weird that she'd be like, Mohammed pays my medical bills?
Well, that came out in like a Radar Online report after David and she announced their divorce. Then the report was that, now Mohammed is paying her medical bills. To clarify.
Okay. No, I was confused. That's okay. Yeah. But I mean, I even thought it was, she was like so ballsy, and Christy and I were just looking at each other like, wow, the first person to like really paint Lisa into a corner where she's not fighting back and turning it around on them. I mean, she did a little bit, but she was, she was like wanting to know if Kyle and Lisa had stood up for her during the whole Munchausen syndrome conversation. And then, when she was like questioning Lisa about talking about the kids thing, Lisa lied because she was like, oh no, what I said was, like, she turned it around a little bit there, and it wasn't exactly what she had said in that combo.
But I thought the turning around she was going to do was going to be on Kyle. I thought that she would immediately go, Kyle was asking me, and she kept asking me, and I just said, they're fine. He said they're fine. Like, I couldn't believe that she wasn't going there in that moment.
Good point.
And especially because I think Yolanda was trying to humiliate her. I think that Yolanda really thought that LVP had said something major, which she didn't really. And I think she thought that she was going to go there and stick it to her, like, you shouldn't be speaking about this. Like, just really try to embarrass her. And I thought it was a little embarrassing.
I thought it was good that it was so direct. Because, you always, these shows, it's always so, everything goes in a circle. Nobody says what they're thinking. It's like, becomes a big confusion. I love that she asked her direct questions. Did you say this? And I was like, for once, someone is like asking someone a question directly and wants to know the answer. But then when she took out the files, I was like, now it's going to a place that you're making it. If you don't want people talking about your kids, then just ask her and then drop it. But now you're turning it into something that's definitely going to be shown on the show and people are going to talk about it. If you really didn't want your kids talked about it, that should have been the point
I loved it. I was like, Yolanda, taking a page out of their book. Like, I loved this side of Yolanda because she was still so like zen, peaceful, like, did you say this? I have the medical records here. Please read them and then apologize. Like,
I thought it was
so
weird that
calm.
They just, I was like, how is this is such a turning into such a tense conversation? Didn't you just come from getting your asses frozen?
So that was weird. It's like, I'm surprised that LVP wasn't like, well, why didn't you mention this to start the day out? We've been having a lovely morning, you know?
Well, I think bringing the records out was part of, like, embarrassing her. Like, Lisa looked at these, like, I shouldn't have these records. Well, duh, because you shouldn't have been talking about this. Yeah. And I think it should have gone right into Kyle's lab as well. You wanted to know. You were asking, and no one seems to have told Yolanda that Kyle's really the one who was pushing this. Like, they should be embarrassed that Yolanda felt that she had to do this. It's none of their business.
So it sounds like we're all on Yolanda's side for this one. With maybe Fern, are you more on Team Lisa Vanderpump with this one?
No, I'm half and half.
Yeah.
I'm a Libra, the scales. I can see Yolanda.
Yeah, I can see.
I appreciate the direct question, but I feel like VelVP did say, like, you know, I just was reporting what I knew, that they were healthy, and she was getting badgered by Kyle. So they're both kind of at fault.
Yeah, I didn't feel like it was, like, one way or the other. I didn't feel like Lisa Vanderpump was in the total wrong with what she was saying. I really couldn't argue against her.
Yeah.
You know? So, I'm trying to be fair here.
But, yeah. Because all she did say was, he told me they were fine.
Yeah, she, like, left it on Muhammad.
And then Kyle blames Lisa Rinna for blabbing at this point.
I think it's important to mention at this point, I had been thinking this whole time that it was Taylor that they were talking about. Taylor had brought up the Munchausen syndrome and stuff. Lisa Rinna actually clarified on Watch What Happens Live last week that it was a female hairdresser of hers. So I'm guessing they probably share a lot of the same makeup and hair people. So it was this female hairdresser who said the Munchausen stuff to Lisa Rinna. Now we know.
Here's the thing. Didn't Lisa and Kyle, for the rest of the episode, claim that Yolanda was saying Lisa Rinna told her that the two of them were talking about
the
kids?
Well, they did maintain that.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they don't know the truth at this point in the episode either. But yeah, well, that's they all just blamed it on Rinna.
And it's so obvious, too.
They think that Rinna went there to the, with the meeting and then just blamed everything on, you know, who said what to her about the kids.
If there was not that flashback, I would have been like, oh, did Lisa Rinna be the one who spilled the beans? But then I'm glad they showed that flashback because she wasn't. It was Yolanda who said, I heard someone was questioning my kid's health. And then Lisa Rinna kind of had no choice but to be like,
yeah, they were.
But she wasn't the... I'm glad they showed that because I wouldn't have remembered that. Or I don't even think they showed it last week.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, when they played it in the flashback, and then I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, we didn't see that.
No.
Well, let's take a brief moment and look towards our sponsor. You need to know how to cook, and Blue Apron can do that for you. So not only do you feel like you know... You know, not only going to feel like you know your way around a kitchen, but cooking at home means eating healthier and saving money instead of ordering expensive takeout again and again. So where do you start? Blue Apron definitely has you covered. For less than $10 per meal, Blue Apron delivers all the fresh ingredients you need to create a home-cooked meal for yourself. Just follow the easy step-by-step instructions that they have. Each meal can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. No overwhelming trips to the grocery store, and again, like no more like takeout. Needs that. So no matter your dietary preferences, Blue Apron makes it a breeze to discover and prepare a dish for yourself. And they've got a lot of stuff that you could like. You know, right here we can look at the roast chicken supremes with mashed potatoes, gravy, and maple glazed carrots. Balanced meal. Yes. And then there's a steak sandwich with caramelized onions, garlic aioli, and honey roasted parsnip. So, you know.
Tell me more.
Different stuff. And then even something like, something completely different, like a Parmesan and provolone pizza. Like, I like making a calzone, but it's so much work that something like this I could do quickly. You know what I mean? So, and it'd be nice to make it on your own. So there's a variety of stuff, of course, that you can have with Blue Apron. And you're going to want to cook with ingredients that you've never used before, like parsnip, or I mentioned, like, I've never used that. So, like, you know, you can even use something like watermelon radishes, farro blue potatoes, and recipes are between 500 and 700 calories, so not crazy good enough for a meal. It's delicious and good for you, and right now you can get your first two meals for free at blueapron.com/podcast. So go on there. It's the blueapron.com/podcast, so you can get those two meals for free. And Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Thank you, Blue Apron.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Better than the lunch these girls were out to, just saying.
Jasmine Grace, one of a kind. And Amanda Bright are hanging out in the live chat. I bet their mouths are watering right about now.
Yes. Well, thank you for checking us out in the live chat. Please feel free to let us know what you're thinking. Give us comments below. Give us a thumbs up. We really do look, and we love to hear what you say. And we have such a good interactive fan base. And even on Twitter, I mean, you guys are great. So keep it up.
Oh, and they say that we look really great tonight, so
oh my gosh, thank you.
We'll take it, we'll take
yes,
it.
Yes, so let's talk about this lunch that Megan just mentioned. And, you know, Eileen tried, basically, again, they talked about the husband and how she dated them again, and I don't know, this girl Catherine isn't doing anything for me, even after this episode. I'm still not interested. Are you?
No, not even a little bit.
I am. I think she seems like a hot, like, trouble. Like, she's like a just, I don't want to say hot mess. She's not a hot mess. I see trouble ahead, which makes me very excited.
Is she a pretty mess?
She's a pretty mess. But I would never dare say the C word around her. Or would I, right. Or would I on purpose?
I don't know. I'm just not feeling her. I don't feel the connection. And, like, I don't even know if I feel it with Eileen either. That whole lunch, I was like, oh, my God. It was painful. Yeah.
I thought
it was fun or interesting.
Fabulously awkward.
That was a
fabulously awkward.
By the way, that was a real Valley-based restaurant. They were very Studio City.
Oh, I wanted to look it up, and I was thinking, like, Grant will know.
Oh,
Grant
yeah,
will
know no, where they were. And it only very Valley-based Studio
that's
City.
That's what I'm saying.
And it only took 32 minutes from Malibu?
Dang. You know what she did? She took Topanga Canyon up to the 101.
People love
girl,
your directions.
Girl, I live at the beach. Let me tell you what. She took Topanga Canyon to the 101 and got there in no time, because the time of day, there was no traffic going that direction.
I have to say, Eileen is a team player, though. She's like, you know, she fully embraced this Erica Jane character. She
yeah.
seems to really yes. be into this Catherine. She says that she's got a big personality and a lot of fun. I mean, I will say Catherine does have a you know, fun personality, I guess, but I just don't, she's not gripping me. So I'm like, I don't know.
I wouldn't say fun. No. I mean, like, coming out, like, the first time you're having a lunch with someone, you barely know them, and you're like, your handbag is so tacky. Your husband
horrible.
Needs to drop $30,000. Like, that's
really rude.
So rude. I was like, who cares about her bag? Like, buy yourself nice bags. That's fine. Yeah. But shut up and talk about something interesting.
Not only that, Eileen Davidson is the breadwinner in that family, because she makes money
girl
on
makes
those soaps.
Money.
She doesn't need to ask her husband for $30,000 to buy
right.
a bag.
Right, exactly.
No
and
way.
And if it doesn't matter to her, more power to her. She's not superficial like that. Who cares?
Right, and if you yep. are that superficial and materialistic, at least have the good sense to keep it to yourself.
Seriously, if you
like
nice
I'm not
bags,
throwing any stones at people being too materialistic,
right.
but I wouldn't say that out loud.
I totally agree. If you like nice things, that's wonderful, like if it makes you happy, but don't judge other people because they don't have the same nice things. Who cares? As long as she's fun and interesting, that's why I think she just doesn't have anything in there. And then she...
Yeah. Oh, podcasters from pointing to her brain.
Because she said that it kind of came out that Marcus Allen did cheat on her because he was taking Eileen to lunch. I love the math that Eileen was doing. She's like, 89, 88. Like, let me keep going.
Like, trying to roll it back.
Yeah, smart.
So, yeah, like, so obviously he did cheat on her. Obviously you did go along with it. Obviously what Faye wrote was right. So I just feel like maybe you should, I don't know, take a step back.
Do you think that's what made her insecure? So she went for the bag.
Maybe.
Ooh, that's not exactly a trade-off.
Yeah,
in Fern's super sweet way, Fern is saying, have several seats.
That is exactly what I'm saying. Thank you for being the interpreter.
Yes. I love it.
Megan.
Well, if it wasn't shallow enough at that lunch in the Valley, they were having a lunch on the, they were having a conversation on the 5 South going to San Diego.
Why not?
Talking about the price of their bags. And Kyle, how much did Kyle, I know you know this, how much did Kyle spend on her bag or did her husband spend on it?
She said 5, didn't she?
Yeah, but no, it was below 4, I think.
3, or then she said, well, 3 or 4.
Yeah.
I love it.
I have to give it, Christy, every week a moment for you to just sulk about Kyle.
Listen,
I love it, though. It's true.
And the fact that I don't have a Chanel bag. I don't know if that makes me more mad than Kyle.
But I thought the same thing. I was like, really, this girl's really going to try to name the price of her bag.
Mm-hmm. I'm so over these
and
women
claim that it was a gift from the hubby and whatever. He's worth $100 million. Like, you go to the store and buy your own Chanel bag. You know you do. Mm-hmm. It's like practically down the block from her store, which also she could just take stuff home from her store, and she's got really high-end stuff there. Wasn't there like $25,000 sunglasses?
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago? Yeah.
Usually I enjoy
the... I went
in
there recently. I went into that store 2 weeks ago. And it really wasn't that expensive. It was like, you know, like 128 for sure, or like 150 or 200. Like, it was like low hundreds. It wasn't outrageous. It wasn't like you're going into, like, you know,
Saks for Beverly Hills for right.
Yeah, I was surprised. I'm like, oh, I don't know. But, you know, who knows?
Hmm.
I don't know. Anyway,
we're not shopping at Kyle by Eileen too.
You guys, I took a note tonight, right at this moment, like right before they departed for San Diego. I wrote these whores and their luggage to see Erica. Like the superficiality this week really got on my nerves. Yeah. Usually, it's something I enjoy about the show. I usually love the show, and I just was like, ugh. It's over I mean, who might takes a note? These whores. Like, what's wrong with me?
I was like,
me?
You have to snap that.
I'm surprised that Rinna didn't have cheetah print luggage. She had the Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, okay. So let's talk about
I didn't
about
think
it.
That her Louis Vuittons matched, though. I thought maybe one was a knockoff.
I don't know. Shade. It's cold in here.
One of a kind says she loves her bag from Target. That's right, girl.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
And Nightwing pointed out, oh no, I'm sorry. Kyle pointed out that Catherine is a lot like Aviva.
Oh.
Yeah. Right.
We love our New York housewives. Yeah.
Like Aviva level crazy. And then Nightwing was like, okay. Oh, yeah, Catherine is totally like Aviva.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. I can see it.
Yeah.
I love the moment in the car where they were kind of picking on Eileen a little and she got really defensive. I loved Eileen this episode. She goes, fuck you, Catherine, about the bag.
Oh, yeah.
And then she said, all you superficial bitches. I was like, tell him, Eileen. You tell him.
Yeah, she probably earns more money than all of them.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about what they were talking about in the car. Basically, you know, what do we see? It went back and forth with Lisa Vanderpump, put Rinna right on the spot and said, well, what did you say to her? Like, what was even the conversation? And then Rinna eventually put everything together and she had a little mini revelation that it was somebody else that was involved and she really tried to defend herself and they wanted to know, like, well, someone's talking about the kids, stand up and say who it was, and then they got the ball rolling with that.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want to say about that?
Yeah, they should have known exactly who it was. Duh.
It was so funny. Christy and I were watching and I was like, it was Erica.
I was laughing that they're like in the limo figuring it out. I mean, I think they probably figured it out at that point that it was Erica who threw, you know, who told her. And then they have to go to her. They're on their way to the show where they're like, Erica, we love you. We think you're wonderful. You're great. Yeah. It was so awkward.
That's why you're never the only bitch not in the car, because you know they're going to talk and come for you.
Right.
You know it. You can't leave a table.
Housewives 101, Graham. You need to write the book.
Yep. You can't leave a table. I even sometimes even think of that with my own friends. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go real quick because they're going to talk about me, but I'm not. I can't get into deep.
Oh, my God.
I do. I think that way. I do.
It.
I
you
think
need
that
better
way.
Friends.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, you need new friends.
Oh, my God.
I do. Sorry. No, but yes. You know, maybe.
They're not watching this. They're not supportive anyway.
Right. Well, that's another story for another day for certain people. But yeah.
Y'all know who you are.
So the hotel they stayed at in San Diego, I have not stayed there, but it looked beautiful. And I would just love to say that it's like one of the top hotels in San Diego. I love it down there. So I was all about it. But I guess they're only staying for a night despite the amount of bags they all brought. So, you know.
Well, apparently this hotel was good enough for them.
Mm-hmm.
They could stay. They could unpack the bag.
Did you excuse Erica for not owning a tour bus, but instead renting?
Well, yes, we had a little discussion about this, and we decided that, you know, she's not on tour. She goes and does, you know, gay night in Chicago or Atlanta or wherever it is once in a while. So she just hops on her plane. Of course she doesn't have a tour bus, but I loved how she referred to, like, her dancers and her makeup artists and her people as, like, I'm in charge of them. And I was like, of course you are. You're their livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's paying them. They're on her payroll. Mm-hmm. Like, that might be the only job they have. Like, buy a tour bus for them for the day, like, just for fun so they can go to San Diego.
Well,
I didn't fault her.
It was even better that the husband called, right? You know, the next cut in the show was the husband calling, and she's like, that was the boss. Like, yes, it was. The man writing
all the checks.
And then we were like, yes, keep daddy happy.
So the performance happened, and two of them. And to me, I thought Lisa Rinna was doing more performing than Erica.
Yes.
Did you see? Camille. Remember Camille?
Yeah. I mean, what do we think of Lisa Rinna's outfit that she selected to go to pervert night
go
and
ahead
riches?
And see.
You tell us,
so
Grant.
Ridiculous. Grant, please tell us what you have on your mind.
What? Oh, but I don't.
It's that so it's 90s. So
90s. Oh, yeah. And I love, there was a Bravo TV put out an article today, and it said that Lisa Rinna has an updated look. And I feel all that she did was, like, she didn't use relaxer. Like, the hair just went, like, down.
I think I saw it
straighter. It was just straighter, as opposed to flipping. It just kind of was a little bit, it was a little like asleep. You know what I mean? It was like not really on, you know? So I'm like, if that's a new look, I mean, my God, I'll part my hair on the left next week.
Hey, even her hair has had it with her. Her hair is done.
Oh my God.
I mean, you know, so anyway, so look, I'm a big fan of Erica, but these performances, I don't know if it was the editing or what, but it just, I didn't see her dancing. It was very like simple to me. Now that stage is very small, so maybe that's why. Mm-hmm. But you know, I mean, I love her, but it was like, you know, I expected much more than just flying confetti, you know, during Gay Pride.
Mm-hmm. I thought that I don't know what you call it, backdrop or whatever, her whole special scene on the stage with like her name in cursive and all the lights, I thought that was cool, but yeah. I thought we could have benefited from it being dark with a spotlight. That would have made it a little more like rock star concert, magical. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and remember, a lot of the lighting issues could have been due to the fact that they're shooting this for the show.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And so they had to have it a certain way. Or maybe just the venue. Like you're saying, the stage did look really small.
It's small.
You know, it maybe isn't set up for a big, huge performance for somebody like
it
Erica.
Is small. Yeah.
And I thought she worked definitely what she had to work with. And she looked fabulous. And I just loved kind of being the fly on the wall as she was getting ready.
Yeah.
You know, the body paint and the like zipping her up in the suit. Like, isn't that kind of your dream come true? Is that, am I the only one who likes to be like, okay, I want people to do my hair and makeup and then somebody like zip me into the outfit and I'll just stand there.
I just don't want to be butt naked in front of that many people, like spraying my vagina with like the body spray. Like,
seriously.
I could do without that portion.
That's gross to me. Yeah, I want to be comfortable with all that. All
she owns it so much. Like, to have all the confidence to be butt naked doing that on camera, I'm like, go for it.
Well, we have some commentary coming in from the East Coast. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, good evening.
Hey, hi, we're so happy to have you.
What's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Jamel and I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Nice. Hi, Jamel.
All right, tell us what you're thinking. We're kind of we'll just say halfway through, so we want to know what you think so far this season. Who are you hating?
Oh, I'm not hating anybody this year. I really don't hate some ladies most years, but I'm liking the season because I don't find it contrived. You know, I know that some of the people who watch with me here in Brooklyn and who I tweet with, they said they're not feeling the fire. But you know, last year was pretty crazy. But you know, I like it, the slow burn. I'm loving. Mm-hmm. I was going to say Ashley because I know her from the stories. But I love Eileen. This year, because she's quiet, but you know, she's sort of she's sticking to her guns. You know, she's a very elegant lady, and she doesn't really bring a lot of drama, but that's okay. And I'm loving Erica. And you know, I thought it was funny tonight that I like that she owned up to her stuff. She said, "Look, yeah, I bald faced lied. I don't feel like doing it tonight." And I said, "Go ahead," you know, because she probably, you know, maybe Yolanda put her on and said, "Look, if you get into these scenes and they bring up star hitting that stuff, you're going to have a big blowout." She didn't want to do that. So I really didn't think she was like, at least I can't say the word, but I don't think she was bad. But I think she's going to come back big, you know, strong next week because she's going to be fighting with her. But Lisa, you know what? Lisa Rinna, I have a love and dislike relationship with her because, you know, I was a big fan of her for years. And when she was on Celebrity Apprentice, she did things and said things on there about Star Jones and some other ladies that it just sort of got swept on the rug that I just never saw her the same. But she says sisters. And then she never really, you know, accounted for what she was saying about that when she was upset. And then she also, you know, I don't need nobody to be politically correct, but her husband was wearing a terrible shirt Halloween about Nazi. So she's a little, you know, questionable with her ways.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, she's doing what she did last year. Now, when Kim was excited with her last year, you know, Kim is a woman who's, to me, very frail and angry and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I think that, you know, she was just pushing her too much, I think, you know. And Kim was a woman who has own issues, and she should have just stopped. Now, this year, she's butting in with this, you know, on Andy last week, she said she heard that rumor from her hairdresser. And then she starts talking about it. I mean, that's not right. That's not responsible. Mm-hmm. And but she wasn't wrong tonight because Yolanda, you know, did get mad and got some payback a little bit. And, you know, Yolanda to me is a very fierce character. And you know, even though she's sick, I believe it. But you know, she's not. She always plays fair. Even if she's sick, she don't play fair all the time.
Yes.
So that's just my thoughts. But yeah. Lisa, you know, she's a little pot stirrer, and she's contrived, and I think she wants more airtime than she needs.
Oh,
and,
that's exactly
you know, she's not as interested as other people.
Mm-hmm. We're agreeing.
You know, Yeah, Yolanda, she's not, you know, she's sick, but the one thing I love about tonight, but that was classic Yolanda. From the very first season, you know, that she was there, she don't play fair. And I like that about her, but she don't play fair. No, she don't.
Oh. Right. Jamal, I'd love to know what you thought of Erica's performance tonight.
You know what? I text somebody, and I said, she gave me life. Her scenes gave me above butt booties. I wish I was in that place, you know, with those guys, because I was like, oh my God. I mean, I was like, maybe I was having a blaster for a moment. I said, I know him. I didn't even see the face. I was seeing the butts. I said, I know him about Instagram. So maybe I follow some of those men. But I love the performance. I love Erica. I love her. She could do no wrong. She came in, and she's giving me everything I need. You know, she's telling what she sees it. I like her. I love the performance. Yeah.
That's funny you mentioned that about those dancers, because all those dancers dance at the Abbey in L.A.
They looked familiar.
They all came down to do that. Yeah, they always do that for Pride. They all came down. So it was like, to me, it was like all like more of the same. I'm like, really? Like, they don't have any guys in San Diego to do this? But yeah, I mean, it's the crowd, I guess. So yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Great.
Thank you for calling in. The chat roll totally agrees with you about Lisa Rinna. Mm.
Mm-hmm. We like a fresh perspective here.
She wasn't wrong tonight, but she was wrong, you know, the way she is last season and the way she is this season. I think that, you know, when people are vulnerable, you know, we can't have her issues. Again, I you know what, I'll go out and bite the bullet. I do like Kim. I like her. And but she had her problems, and she was wrong. But, you know, when these people have their problems, this is not Lisa Rinna's, you know, time to be going up there. My mom is the same way. You keep asking the same question. Somebody's going to get excited with you. So she needs to stop.
That's right.
She needs to stop. And then look what she did with the wine. People turned around and asked her a question. She got excited. So she really needs to stop. Yeah. But you know what? I want to say to you all, I love your show, because y'all do the show the way I like it. You balance it. You know, I watch all the AfterBuzz shows, and sometimes it could be just a panel of people who have the same view, and it could be a little overwhelming if you don't have the same view with the people that you're watching. I have a balancedness to it, and I love it.
Oh,
I really do.
We really appreciate that.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, and thank you so much for calling in and for being a devoted fan.
Yes.
Oh, awesome. I am. I love the reviews. I love Housewives, all of them. You know, I love them all. And I have a love with Grant, you know, because he was saying that he loved even the ones that come on the weekend, you know, with the crooked charm.
Someone else is watching, Grant.
Yes. So is Cheshire. Yes. Oh, I know. Yeah. I know. I've watched too many wives. I need to find something else to do.
Well, why don't you give everybody out there your Twitter handle so that they can keep talking with you about Housewives?
Oh, of course. I love it. Thank you. My Twitter handle is jbrooklyn44.
All right, cool. We'll keep in touch with you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Feel free to.
I will. I stayed up all the way to most 1 o'clock because I love your show so much. I get so fired up about the ladies. But I don't hate nobody. I just love them. But they have their moments. They need to sit down sometimes.
Yes.
Well, thank you for calling in. Feel free to leave your Twitter handle in the comments on YouTube so that way people listening and watching at work can find you on Twitter easily.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right, cool.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was so nice. Oh, that was fun.
I liked his comments and perspective.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very nice. You can tell a nice guy. No, he wasn't out here to trash anybody like me. No, I'm really not that bad, but I talk big. But let's talk about how Erica shut things down real quick. We'll just wrap up this episode and get into some news and gossip, because I know Chrissy's got a lot to say. Mm-hmm. So I just want to talk about how Erica shut things down. She's like, look, this is not Pump. This is my turf.
Someone
needs to let Lisa Vanderpump know. And Lisa Vanderpump kind of just... Another thing Lisa did when they had this conversation and Eileen was talking and they were all talking to Erica. Mm-hmm. Do you see they cut away to Lisa Vanderpump and she just kind of smirked? She had everybody kind of working for her in that room. Mm-hmm.
She is a mastermind.
Like, mission accomplished.
What do you think of Rinna going, oh my God, how cool is this? Dry ice. Like, that to me was like, all right, can you
that
please?
That stuff is toxic, by the way. Do not ever pay the extra $3 or whatever it is to get your drink smoking. Like,
yeah, no.
Toxic.
It is. There's a reason why you can't touch it.
Dude. Can we also talk about how freaking drunk they were in that final scene? Rinna and Kyle and Ellie.
Oh, Megan, it was much to do about nothing. It was much to do about nothing. That's not the phrase, Rinna.
Rinna couldn't figure out that she was standing right in front of her own room already. Kyle and Lisa were riding around the maid's cart. I don't know what was going on.
I loved when they crashed it.
Yes, I really needed one of them to like leave a Benjamin for whoever had to clean that up. I was kind of mad. I was like, really, can't throw a couple parties down for somebody to find? Come on.
That was so rude of Kyle.
$9,000
Yeah.
Well, like we were chatting with our caller earlier, you know, Erica just backed out of the whole thing. She did admit to it in the one-on-one, and I noticed that about Erica. And I've said this on the show before. Erica's real quick to talk in the interviews. When it comes to playing it out with the ladies, I'm just not seeing it yet. But maybe that's what's
coming. I think it's
up.
Coming next week.
I don't know. I was so disappointed. I love Erica, but last week I predicted that she would say to all their faces, I'm the one who told Yolanda. Because you shouldn't be talking about her behind her back. And she did it. She lied straight to their face. I was like, what? No. She should have stood up and been like, you know, I'm the one who told her. And let's move on. You're all here to kiss my ass. And
Right. I thought that was unfortunate.
Well, we have a predictions championship on our wrestling show. So maybe we should bring that around. Sounds like Fern wants to be the predictions champ.
I don't know. I didn't predict this one, though.
Well, let's turn to some news and gossip and see what's going on.
Because y'all know there's one former Real Housewife who doesn't take a seat. Brandi Glanville fired back in a big way after they were talking about her last week. She went on her podcast on Friday and said, those B words are cowards, but she actually said the word. She said they just talk about people who can't talk about themselves because they don't want to talk about each other. She calls Lisa Vanderpump Lisa Vander C word. We all knew that. But she maintains that she is not the problem. Brandi maintains that she's not the problem in Kim and Kyle's relationship. And she also kind of dropped a bomb. She said, well, I was at Monty's memorial, and I know we've gone back and forth even in the news about this. She said that she was at Monty's memorial service and that Kyle wasn't. Kyle maintains that she was there. There are some sources that say Kyle had to leave early to film. Maybe she had to leave early to avoid Brandi Glanville. Either way, Brandi is still running her mouth. Right? They wouldn't be filming right now.
They'd be filming pickups, if anything.
No, I believe Brandi over Kyle any day.
They shot pickups in the show in the fall. So yeah. I'm like, wow,
dude, if Brandi says she wasn't there, guys, I don't know. Well, Lisa Rinna wanted Brandi to shut up, and she tweeted her and told her to leave LVP and Kyle alone, and that she should use her podcast to educate and inspire, and that she needs to move on. And Brandi responded by saying, B, get help. You are 5150. Or just STFU.
Rinna getting all involved where she doesn't belong yet again.
Surprise, surprise. And while everyone's talking about Kim and that they're worried that she'll fall off the wagon after losing Monty, she was spotted back at the scene of the crime, the Beverly Hills Hotel last week.
Despite being banned,
she was banned.
Oh my gosh.
But she was there with none other than Brandi Glanville. So she's back hanging at that hotel with Brandi. We may be reading about her on TV
How could you ever show your face in a place like that where you kicked a police officer in the face?
That's what I would like.
And you got dragged out and thrown into straight to jail. Mm-hmm. And you're showing up to an establishment like that? Kim.
Don't go to
Target the next day like you did last time.
Shameless, those two. And us four.
I know.
And just a small little tidbit of news for LVP. There was a kitchen fire at Pump. But don't be sad. No injuries, no major damage. It was open later that night. So, you know, that's a hot place, that Pump.
Because no more alcohol at a kitchen fire. Who cares?
I had no idea. That's weird.
Give me a Pump TV.
Oh, so Brandi's still running her mouth, you guys.
Unbelievable.
I mean, I guess she felt she had to defend herself after they talked about her last week, but...
I'm going to be shameless real quick because Brandi talked about herself on her. I talked about Real Housewives on her podcast, and I talked about Brandi's on mine. Brandi's response on my podcast. So check it out, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk. But before that, we need to predict real quick.
And now your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I think Erica's going to redeem herself. She's going to make up for just being like, let's not talk about it. It's all going to blow up, and then it's going to get straightened out.
Agreed.
It's going to make me love her again.
That's all I can see in my cloudy crystal ball this week. It's going to be a little bit of a blow up at that lunch scenario we're seeing in the promos. But I think because Yolanda stays so chill, it's not going to become major. Erica's fired up, but that's it.
Mm-hmm. Our wonderful commenters gave me a realization that Catherine's like Aviva. Like, you know how Aviva has so much going on in that head and she would like act crazy and throw her leg. And I think Catherine's going to get progressively crazier and crazier.
Oh, I think she already is.
Oh, guys, the chat role pointed out Kyle's filming Celebrity Apprentice. Which we knew. We just forgot.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
We did.
Thank you, Kyle.
Yes. Oh, wow. Yeah. Brain fart. That slip asked me. So,
and Brandy did mention what I've always maintained. Jessica said that Brandy also said in her podcast that Lisa Vanderpump hates Kyle, which is what I've always
said. Yes, they really are frenemies to the end.
They're just doing it for the show.
Yes, of course.
Yep. So someone's calling someone a lunatic. Who's the who called who a lunatic?
Lisa Rinna called Catherine a lunatic.
Well, maybe she's unraveling.
Because it's coming from Rinna, it's like,
I'm not even like, oh my God, what does she do to make her call her a lunatic? Mm-hmm. Nah, probably nothing.
Well, one of my favorite storylines, like in anything on TV, is someone that's got it all together and then they slowly unroll. Like my soap people know, like Sheila Carter, like the classic villains.
Who's
so,
unraveling?
Like, I would love to see if this would be this Catholic Church, because then I could get on board if I see someone that's like in a good marriage and has money, but then we see
the crazy is there.
I'm not seeing it enough yet.
I mean, the OJ connection from 21 years ago and she's still crazy. Like, the crazy is there.
Wonder if that'll come back and get addressed.
I haven't seen it yet.
Mm. Oh, speaking of which, are you guys watching that?
Oh my god, I did. It's so good.
It was unbelievable.
So night two, I can't wait to rush home and watch it. It'll be on my DVR.
Well, next week there'll be a lot to talk about because there's going to be some type of carnival event. Did you see that?
WTF is that?
Yeah, they're like, there's like carnival games in someone's backyard.
Oh man.
And the Moulin Rouge thing, they are really grasping.
That Moulin Rouge thing.
Reaching this year.
Hire a new party planner, production.
Yes. Well, where can we find you ladies so we can keep up with the conversation and see what news breaks throughout the week?
Yeah.
This is Fern Ronay. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Fern Ronay. And Sex and the City plus Ghost, that's how I describe my novel. Follow me for released information. I changed up my spiel.
Oh, I like it, Fern. Hey, guys, it's Megan Stecker, and you can follow me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. It's all at Megan Stecker.
Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us in the live chat. You can always talk to me at Christy Reports.
And thank you guys for hanging out with us, too, and joining the party and all of the shady chat that we have here. I love it. You guys can find me on Twitter at Grants_Rants. You know that. But you can also find me, if you haven't, on my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk. I'm talking Teresa coming back to New Jersey, Housewives, Brandy's comments. So it's worth checking out. So definitely head over there. That'll do it for us, for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.